It is now time for our second interview with Royston Skippers. Hi Royston, welcome to the show. Royston Skippers was born with a passion for music. He is a self-taught guitarist and his musical tastes include Latin, salsa, jazz, pop, R&B and local Cape jazz. He has many musical influences and is not restricted to his instrument only. He started playing in a gospel band called Soul Seekers in 1976 with a group called Foreign for a brief period. He then was a part of the band Choice, followed by playing in the band New Birth for a few months. All this for roughly 15 years in total. Royston has been performing mostly as a soloist or duo in pubs and restaurants around Cape Town at venues such as Cock and Tail, Vacca Matter, I'm not sure if I pronounce that right, and the Purple Onion and Mambo's. Is there anything that you would like to add to the bio?
Quite a couple of things that happen, obviously, off the bio. For one, I have completed my second album now, which is called Made Up My Mind. I've been working on other projects with other people, producing albums and stuff like that.
Did you always want to become a musician?
I started playing in my teenage years. I started in church, of course. I was in the youth and I was one of the guitar players. And I've always been playing since then. And I think it was probably a deep-rooted thing, not consciously deciding that I want to be a musician, but it was always there because my dad was a muso as well. And so music was always part of our lives. And hence, I probably always wanted to be a muso, but it wasn't a conscious thing.
Where did your jazz career start out?
I initially started out playing pop. Well, let me go back a little further than that. I started out playing classical guitar with my uncle and two other friends, mutual friends. But because the three of them were so far advanced in terms of classical grading, I knew I was never going to catch up to them. So I started playing pop, the Lionel Richie, Michael Jackson, those kind of thing. And it just naturally transitioned to jazz because my dad introduced us to the Sergio Mendes, the sambas and the bossa novas, etc. And I have a strong liking for that. So I would say at a very young age that because I was exposed to that music in our house all the time and I loved it so much, it probably started in my 18 years, around about there, old, and that's how I moved forward.
My sister and I were nominated for a radio award last year, but not as prestigious as yours. How did that make you feel?
When I got to hear about, being nominated for the category of Best Jazz Song, I felt very proud, and obviously it was an achievement because, I mean, it was amongst probably 400 or 500 entrants for that category. And so I felt honored just to be actually nominated for it. And so you can imagine my jubilation as I got the email to say that I had won that category. I made quite a bit of noise and it made me very, very happy and also proud to have been able to achieve something in a country like America, firstly, and secondly, in LA, which is the hub of entertainment in America.
Where can we stream or listen to your music?
My music is on most of, if not all of them, audio streaming digital platforms like Amazon, Deezer, Spotify, and even Apple Music, etc. But I mean, I put it in for all of those, so you can go and look at any of them and whatever works for you, and that's where you can download it. But it's also available in hard copy from me, and for that they need to email me and I will make plans to get it to you.
Do you plan on making more songs or albums soon?
Well, this is an ongoing process all the time. I've got stuff, you know, that I started out on, you know, and I definitely plan to do another album. But as albums go, you need to, you know, let the album that you completed run for a little while. So what I'm going to be doing is starting to work on them but not putting them out yet, and obviously giving this album that I've just finished some time, obviously to get airplay, etc. And that, I'm happy to say, is happening. And thanks to you guys as well.
What advice would you give to aspiring musicians?
If music is what you feel led to be doing, just know that this is something that you need to be dedicated to, in the sense that if you don't have a passion for it, you should probably not do music, because music, a lot of people see the glamorous side of music, and some people who have achieved something in it, that's what we see, but that we don't know the journey. People have to work. I know for myself, I work very hard at my craft. I have to constantly work at it, and sometimes you don't get the recognition or even the remuneration that you need. I've, with music, if you think that you're going to make money, loads of money, it doesn't come just like that. It takes hard work. So if you are not dedicated and a focused person, and it's not your passion, then rather do something else. But if you really are passionate about this, it is the most fulfilling thing that you can think about. I was in the paramedical field. I was an orthotist by profession, and I was working there for about 17 years as for the state, that is. And we were based there on Red Cross Hospital's grounds. And I, after 17 and a half years, I went into private for 10 years. But believe me, in 2005 till now, I've done music full time, and I'm still doing it. The ups and downs, the hard times, and of course the joyous times, you got to take it all. So you got to be committed to your task.
Thank you for joining us, Royston. I know you probably have a busy schedule, but thank you for speaking to us. And I'm sure we will listen, and the listeners will listen and stream your music.